This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Horrified displaced Palestinians recalled on Saturday the moments an Israeli attack hit Khan Yunis. Gaza's health ministry said on Saturday at least 71 Palestinians were killed in the attack, with 289 injured. Israeli Army Radio said on Saturday its military had targeted Hamas military chief Mohammed Deif in the strike, but was unclear whether he was killed. At least 10 Palestinians were killed in an Israeli attack on a prayer hall at a Gaza beach camp for the displaced, west of Gaza City, health officials said on Saturday. Nepali authorities say rescuers have recovered the first body from two buses that were swept away by a landslide and submerged into a raging river in Nepal. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The buses carrying more than 50 people fell into a river which was swollen by continuous rainfall over the past few days as heavy monsoon downpours turned the waters murky brown, making it even more difficult to see the wreckage. Rescuers are now expanding their search area toward the southern region from the landslide area where the first person's body was found. Weather conditions improved Saturday, and search teams were able to cover more ground in the hunt for the missing buses and passengers. Heavy equipment had cleared much of the landslides from the highway, making it easier to reach the area. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A Pakistani court acquitted former Prime Minister Imran Khan and his wife on Saturday on charges of unlawful marriage. The couple were sentenced to 7 years in February when a court found them guilty of breaking Islamic law by failing to observe the required interval between Bibi's divorce and a previous marriage and her marriage to Khan. It was not immediately clear whether they would be released following the decision on Saturday. This is VOA News. The NATO alliance completed its annual summit this week in Washington, D.C., celebrating its 75th anniversary and making long-term commitments of military support for Ukraine with NATO coordinating efforts. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
The alliance agreed to a pledge of long-term security assistance and established the NATO Security Assistance and Training for Ukraine program. At a news conference Thursday, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg explained how that program will work.
NATO will coordinate the training of Ukrainian forces at facilities in allied countries, plan and coordinate the provision of donations, manage the transfer and repair of equipment, and provide support to the long-term development of Ukraine's forces.
Stoltenberg said the allies also called out China as a decisive enabler of Russia's war against Ukraine. Stoltenberg said China empowers Russia by supplying it with dual-use materials that serve as inputs for Russia's defense sector. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The United Kingdom's new Labour government plans to expand the early release of prisoners from September to tackle a jail overcrowding crisis. Under the plan, which is subject to parliamentary approval, most prisoners will become eligible for release after serving 40% of their sentences behind bars. President of the Prison Governors Association, Tom Wheatley.
We've been in crisis for some considerable time. That crisis showed, no signs of being alleviated, and that prisons were in a pretty desperate state.
Prisoners who are let out can be returned to jail if they reoffend or break other terms of their release. Peter Navarro, a Trump ex-aide jailed for contempt of Congress, may address the Republican National Convention. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Former Trump White House trade advisor Peter Navarro is currently serving time in a Miami prison for contempt of Congress, but he's set to be released Wednesday, giving him just enough time to board a plane and make it to Milwaukee before the convention wraps Thursday. He was found guilty in September for refusing to cooperate with a congressional investigation into the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Navarro promoted baseless claims of mass voter fraud in the 2020 election and was subpoenaed by the January 6 committee. The decision to include Navarro on the convention program suggests organizers may not shy away from those charged with crimes related to the attack and the lies that helped spur it. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Kate Middleton, the United Kingdom's Princess of Wales, will attend the men's singles final at Wimbledon on Sunday, her office said on Saturday. Set to mark her second public appearance since surgery 6 months ago, revealed the presence of cancer. She has been undergoing preventative chemotherapy. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.